This week's Cotton News line is three cuts. All cuts are Michael Rochelle, Assistant Director of Member Services for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
The council's role is to build a consensus. And part of building that consensus is to introduce different regions to the specific issues that affect them. In order for producers to understand what other areas deal with and go through, they have to come and visit and be on the ground and see what these producers deal with. And that's really helped over the years to develop a relationship between these regions because they can be so different. And for having over 800 producers participate in this, you really start to build an overall perception of what the cotton industry is like throughout the Cotton Belt as opposed to just focused on your region.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
The Southwest will visit the Mid-South on July 12th through the 17th. July 26th through the 31st, the Southwest will return the favor by hosting the Mid-South. The West and Southeast will exchange producers this year. August the 2nd through the 7th, the Southeast will travel to California. And then August 16th through the 21st, the Southeast will host producers from the West.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
They need to see the specific differences that each other face. The West this year, as they travel to the Southeast, they're going to see a major difference in water availability. Those kinds of issues are what's important to introduce to these other regions. Along with cotton farm tours, they'll visit some things that maybe they don't have access to from their own region. In the Mid-South, many times we'll tour a catfish farm or processing plant, something like that, that maybe producers from another area would not have been exposed to.